Hier sind wir mit Lynn und Roshwood. Yeah. Also du spielst in, you play in both bands. So this is true, yeah?
No, that's not true. It's our friend Czarek who plays in two bands. I play in Rosewood, Sebastian plays in Młyn. We have a together tour. Went so far here, so we are very happy to perform tonight on the Pleruma Festival in Stuttgart. You know, because I'm the guy that was playing a few times on Pleruma Festival 2 years ago with another band from Poland, Jesień, and 3 years ago with also Rosewood, but Rosewood was in a different squad. There were different people playing because this is a band with changing numbers and squad. Yeah.
Wait, this is part of the concept, or why do you?
Yes. This is a part change? Of. Yes, this is an open band, but me and the drummer are the steel members, and we are choosing new persons to cooperate with. So. Czarek from Młyn is an electronical musician. He plays laptops, modular synthesizers, so we choose him to cooperate, and that cooperation, I think, it's one of the greatest so far. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you find a fitting new members?
It's sometimes it's just a coincidence. Sometimes we are thinking about someone a long time, and then we are making some proposition. But we have to always do some checks of possibility playing together live. There wasn't a problem when we had a lockdown time. Yeah. So that's the that's where the concept born of changing the squad in the lockdown, because we were sending some tracks each other, you know, and composing the album Pompe. But on the live concerts, we need a person who will come with us and play, and it's able to play. Not every person is able to go 1,000 kilometers, you know, to play on Pleroma Festival.
But you managed to do it, how was the link, the first link to the Pleroma Festival?
The person Firestarter, we called him Firestarter, was Karl Schwarz, and all Tübingen squad. We wrote to them when we were going on a tour with the band Jesień. Jesień was playing 2 years ago also on Pleruma, but it was 4 years ago. So we have a tour around Europe, and we've met each other very, very liked very much, and I cooperated year after year, because we still have a contact with Karl, Helen, Weber, which was in our town in Poland with the visit, so we are, I think, friends now, and when they are organizing something, they think about us. So, and in this year, I used this contact and possibility of play here to invite the second and show second band from Poland, Młyn. Yes, which is a little bit different, but that's cool, I think.
Maybe you can describe the musical concept of both bands. Now, so you can describe the one of Rosewood, and then you switch over to
Min.
No?
I will be short, and then we'll give a microphone to Sebastian, because I'm speaking too much, maybe. So the concept of Rosewood, the musician concept is like bringing the noise rock band based on guitar and drums to some electronics area, and we take a lot from dubstep music, ambient music, electronical music at all, and trying to do with instruments like electric guitar with a lot of effects and prepared drum set and modulars, trying to go to electronic sides, you know, by the acoustic instruments. So that's the main concept of that music. And it's not about the genre, you know, we are using a lot of genres and styles, etc., but we are going to make some unical sound and style of the band. So, and Sebastian, just tell us what Mwyn is.
Mwyn actually is the, like me, Sebastian Czarek, and Michał Wdowikowski, which is playing the drums. I think it's very hard to tell like the musical concept of us, because we are like, as a band, we are like playing since 2018, and it's like the first time we met. It was over like there then, and since then I think, I don't. In my case, I was just not. Before I was not playing in any like musical group, so we are like, I think the. Maybe a little cliche, but it's like an eclectic approach to sound. I think we are just like trying something that inspires us. You know, like just combine it together with like the things that interest us. Like I think the most important thing in our band is the relation between us. Actually, the collective which we are doing in Wrocław, organizing events, and the whole like cloud of relationships, and therefore it's like, I think it shows in our music. So it's really hard to tell me about the genre, because you know,
it's much more jazzy than Rosewood. Okay, Rosewood is much more techno, and Mwyn is much more jazzy, but they use also a lot of electronics and, you know, break the rules of jazz-style music, etc.
You say that when we are comparing the two bands, I think it's okay to say that.
But comparison sometimes, they lack of reality, but the personal motivation is always another. What are you putting in from yourself into the music as a personal kind of message or kind of a?
I think in general, in art, I'm not putting any like the meaning. I think the meaning is the thing that we are looking for. But we actually use a lot of. I don't know how to say, not comedy, but maybe a little bit distanced view to the things that we are doing, maybe sometimes in a way of making it. I don't know. To me, I'm just trying to connect with the band, because I'm actually working also as a visual artist, so it's like not very common situation to collaborate in something, you know. So that is the thing that interests me the most about this
community aspect,
the community aspect of making something.
And what do you imagine of the audience? What do you want to kind of create a reaction or create a feeling in the recipient?
Yeah, actually, the thing with audience and the stage is really like strange in the concept. You know, it's like there it is, and you have to be prepared for this kind of situation, which is the wall. I don't know, some artists like this stuff. I think that is okay, you got to used to it. There's a kind of thing that I would say in Polish, but I don't know how to translate it. But I think like hypnotizing audience, like is
invite them to some play.
Inviting them to some game, but it sounds really not good. Like you don't want to manipulate people, but manipulate, like just show them a little bit of your mind and what is going on there, and they will. That translated to their own experience.
So about the Rosewood, to answer your question, we want to make people dance, I think. Dance and maybe give them good vibes. Sometimes darky, you know. The message of the band, because we don't have a vocalist, it's an instrumental music, so it's... It's a simple thing that we play against homophobia, racism, etc., xenophobia and all that shitty stuff that's going on in the world. So that's, I think, that's the not so hidden message of our playing also.
It's not so hidden, but how could you... present kind of this kind of message, obviously, without
we don't go to mainstream media. We love the festivals like that, to, you know, when it's not so institutional. It's all about person-to-person relation, and it's more close to the people, because, you know, Sebastian was talking about the scene and the audience. The truth is that we are choosing the gigs and the places that this is a very small difference, because after concerts we'll go to the people and drink beer with them and talk with them about serious problems of the world, etc., etc., you know. So that's the way how it goes, without having a vocalist on the scene. You know?
Yeah, talking about serious problems and underground musical culture, which is everywhere a struggle, but I could imagine, of course, also in Poland, it's hard to establish structures like this, like Pleroma. How do you succeed with this struggle, and how is the situation for you in Poland as underground artist?
Basically, the whole, like, I think pandemic situation is like main thing right now, just like getting over it and so on and so forth. In our case, in the events that we are organizing in Wrocław, we are like taking a break to just tour. But I think if the situation will be good in October, November, we'll just arrange something. But any specific way you want to talk about the scene.
Well, you can choose. No?
Okay.
I can tell one more thing, that all the guys from Młyn and from Rosewood, we are also organizers, also musician producers. I recorded their album that's going in next year, and I am producer of that. So we know that. We know that stuff, we know that problems from every side, you know, from organizer's side too, because we are organizing concerts, gigs, exhibitions in our towns, and try to communicate with alternative environments in Poland, but also from some moment, like 5 years ago, the contact went deeper abroad, to Germany, to France, you know, to the Spain. We were in Spain, we were in Lithuania, in the east, you know. So there is some kind of a channel and communication, you know, international, of course. Yeah. Like here now, yeah.
I would say that it's like the first time we as a band, as a Młyn, we actually went to Germany. Actually abroad we were only Czech Republic. There were some good people that arrange a concert for us there. And I would like to say, if I will forget it, I don't want to forget it, that I really like it here, and thank you for this. I really like being here, and especially I'm not intimidated by the whole like concert situation. It's like very cool to just be around and not worrying too much about I don't know anything. I think just like being and talking to people about something, and yeah, I feel okay here. So thanks.
Yeah, talking about more about Poland, I'd like to hear about how do you see the political situation over there?
We don't like it. Because our authorities are making inside war between some social groups, you know, the different visions of reality, etc., etc., and we don't like it. We don't like the historical politics, of course. There is a lot to talk about, but what we are doing exactly, we are doing in the opposite, of course. So, you know, this is a long theme, but it should be okay that I said that I say that we are against that.
And how does it affect you in your daily life or as a musician?
I don't have a TV in my house, for example. I don't hear, public radio stations and etc. etc. So we are trying to make our jobs, make our things, make our projects, and it's going well. Trying to find the people. Try to communicate, and you know, this is a real power that will survive the government, because it will change in a few years, I hope. Yeah, so the situation will change, and we will still be there strong and stronger, maybe, and much more experienced and opened, etc.
Is it the same in the rural areas, on the countryside, as in the big cities? The big cities, they're more open-minded?
You know, I get it, what you're asking for. So we have to talk about the medial, view of this situation is very critical and very bad, yeah? But in reality, because it's a politics based on affects, which have to affect you, which have to do something like make you to don't like something, don't like someone for something, etc., etc. This is very bad. So we are trying to not to, you know, think about it a lot. But in reality, there is a little bit difference. In small towns, people voting for this government, not because of the, ideas that they are putting into the media, but because of some maybe economical issues, yeah? So maybe they will get some more money or something. So that's the truth of their voting, yeah?
I would just like to add, what can artists do? I think the most important thing that is going on, I'm seeing it in Poland. I don't know, I'm seeing it especially in Poland, just like making some kind of actions, some kind of culture in small towns. So there is like a lot of artists that are like, especially after studies in big town, they're coming back to their like hometowns and doing something. I'm also doing it, like coming back to just do something there, like not worrying about, just doing, make culture there, and maybe people. I think the most common thing that can be helpful is to make art be make art that someone can see. So in small towns there's not much going on, so so people don't do it and just watch TV. And I think that is like the maybe thing that artists can do to like get people clarity in mind.
Yeah, sometimes people are thinking in leaving their small towns or leaving the country, but you didn't think about that before leaving. You
we don't have a need of that way of doing. You know, if we can be opposite the situation, we can be there. And I think it's maybe better that we are there. And this is a way of fighting back. Yeah, and going back to the smaller town to make people think. Making concerts to talk about it still add to the effect. Yeah,
and you couldn't do this without danger until now. There's no threatening or violence or kind of losing jobs from the governmental side.
Not yet because I'm quite safe. I'm independent. You know, I'm not choosing the paths that are risky in that way, you know. But maybe some people have problems, you know, because of what they're doing. And they have. And they have also, and we have to say it, a support from the environments that they are doing what they're doing. Yeah?
Yeah, I will just like... I would just approve to what Simon said.
Okay, just last question now. You are playing in extra bands on your own, but you're playing also together. How do you? Well, what's your approach in this kind of improvising and letting things go on stage without regular really fixed songs?
Okay, so we are hearing, listening a lot of jazz music, jazz free improv, and in Poland we have a strong free improv scene. It's concentrated in a few places, but for example in Bydgoszcz there is a club Musk, which has a lot of jazz musicians that playing free improvs. So the idea was born before the concerts that we can just, you know, connect the squads. There is one person that is in the two bands. So, just, you know, it's some kind of a performance, improvisation, and knowing each other in a musical way. We have no compositions, etc., etc. So it's like a momentary sound performance, yeah. And it's you know, some extra bonus musical event. If you invite two bands like Rosman and Wynn, we can give you also some bonus, some extra concerts. With the project, it's called it's a synthesis of these two names of the band. It's called Rosmuin. Yeah.
What does it mean? All the single words of the...
Okay, Rozwód means divorce, and Mwyn means?
Mill, windmill.
Windmill, yeah. So in the connection we have a windmills, which is making some divorces. Yeah, it's like that.
Thank you very much, and looking forward in hearing and seeing you on stage. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.